It's 10 o'clock. I want you to go into your dyads in 15 minutes. If you want to take a couple of minutes, do you feel like you want to take a minute or two to just to deconstruct a bit? Well, I don't think I need to review unless you want me to. I'm more interested in what's happening in you or questions you might have for me in any decision tree that I decided to go down. You might have something you want to ask Denise, and Denise, feel free to say, screw you. Because I want you to take your time integrating. I don't want you to just fail. Any?
Richard, my experience is when you said at the beginning about not caring, I don't believe you. I believe...
I so deeply care.
It's more than that. Yeah. I believe, you know, and this is something Jackie and I were talking about from that, I think it was from the book on desire, the difference between compassion and love. You're sitting in love. You're loving you. You're loving Denise. It's just love is holding both of you here.
And I'm loving loneliness, and I'm loving sadness and wanting and longing.
Which is very different than a neutral, detached, not caring.
No.
So I just wanted to...
Yeah, there ain't no neutrality here. That's just not possible.
May I just take an opportunity to read this paragraph from this book?
Wait, just a second. What would you say?
To me, it felt like that was an intervention.
What's the intervention?
Like, because I come here with all this cloying and longing and wanting, and will you be there for me? Will you care for me?
Right.
So I kind of took that as an intervention.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could I just take this pointer here and read the paragraph that I read to Julia last night from this book called Desire, which is on our reading list, and it says... We cannot do a greater good to another human being than to accord him our naked awareness, devoid of all plan. This is the very space of freedom, which he will get a taste of through our presence. In this respect for the other, a mirror without any smudges of volition is presented. The other person can hence see his own freedom and see there is no longer any separation from the world. That is love. Tantrikas, which is part of the tantric tradition, hardly ever use the word compassion because it implies a slightly condescending duality, whereas love is a non-differentiated state.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. Get the other mic.
As soon as you... when you called for the heartfelt desire...
No, that's not working.
Here, try this one. Maybe it's not the right question.
Try it again. Three strikes, you're out.
Denise, how did you feel when you got established in your body... And then he called on the heartfelt desire. It was very intuitive, and I'm interested to know more about your process because... And then you just blossomed into it. Mm. You were so...
It just felt right to call back because I know that we're coming to a close. And she's got all these characters, and I can feel her deep commitment to herself. And the heartfelt desire that I wanted to come in and to really anchor in and to pull out. What do you really want to do here? Because we started out at the very beginning asking her intention, and it was a longing. And my intuition is her longing is to meet herself. And she's meeting herself. So I wanted to tie it back to the beginning. and hopefully anchor it in so that she takes that out in deepening into her own commitment of, I can do this. You know, this is hard work, but I can do this. And not only can I do it, but I want to do it. And even she said, and there's something perverted about this, that it's fun. And so I'm trying to tie all the loose ends and pull them together and weave the tapestry that then she's anchored in with a bow as she walks out. Yeah, it is a chess game. Yeah. Yeah. So one more if there, and then we'll move on. And we can come back to this later.
So, hello. As there's an evolution occurring, perhaps anger or fog unfolds into a baby, are you letting those previous images or feelings sort of recede and stay with what's emerging? Or
yes, and I've got them written down. So I can return back to them, and I'm going to want to come back to them and check into them. Because any thread that's left, I want to come back at some point and check in, where is it and how did that get woven into the rug, into the tapestry? So that's why I think it's very important to write down their images and to try to track them so that you can keep saying, okay, now that you're feeling this, can we go back and where is that feeling that you had or that image now? And we're building always on images and weaving in threads.
And I want to note that it seemed like you offered an opposite at one point to stay in her body, but also to leave if she needed to leave.
Right. Because she was leaving and she was coming back, so it was great. Mm-hmm. And at some point, she can get the message from me, we're trying to keep you in your body. And now we're gonna get stuck at some point. And it was nice when she realized she's free to leave or free to come. I'll go with her if she goes that way. I'll go with her if she's that way. Then the paradox is people then come in. If we know we're free to leave, I'm more willing to be here. But if there's no freedom to leave, man, I'm going to check out so fast. It's not funny.
Yeah. In my experience, these are things that I have had a lot of difficulty knowing that I had the capacity to work with. And so going out and then coming back in did that exact thing that you've been describing the past few days. Like I could feel it viscerally of building my capacity and building my trust to go back out and go back in. So it had that very palpable effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You can ask me a break. Let's take a break.